Namaste, friends. Another Sunday, and it is Virat Hindustan Sangam show, Words of Wisdom, Gyan Ganga, on the social media channels. And we are back with another interesting topic, SSR murder, outcome of the investigation. And this is episode 183. And we have with us our patron president of Virat Hindustan Sangam, Dr. Subramaniam Swami. And along with it, we have Sri Iyer of the P Gurus portal. And his today's appearance is very unique because his book, Who Killed SSR? It's a book of fiction, which he calls it. And he is out. The book is out. It was released in Mumbai at the Mumbai Marathi Patrakar Sangh on last Friday. And yesterday it was formally released by Dr. Subramaniam Swami at Delhi at the Constitution Club. So in the next 30 to 40 minutes, we will be discussing with Dr. Swami and Sri Iyer regarding the SSR murder outcome of the investigation, and also on the new book written by Sri Iyer. I have to thank my co-host Arvind Chaturvedi for his support. And also our technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Tejas Navalgul, Ishwar Iyer, Gadgi Rakesh, Swaminathan, Vishal Mehta, and Ajesh Nair for their background support week after week to put out this program together and also have the background material. So without much delay, it is over to Dr. Subramaniam Swami to start this discussion, because you know, viewers, that I know many of your viewers have been impatient asking Dr. Swami to take up this matter and all the background. Dr. Swami today is on our show and he will explain all the circumstances. And with this, it is over to Dr. Subramaniam Swami to start this discussion on the SSR murder and the outcome of the investigation. Over to Dr. Swami.
Thank you, Jagdish. We have also got the reason for this program today is the new book. Although it's supposed to be a fiction of Sri Iyer, but it has got all the facts, and so I strongly recommend everybody to buy a copy. I think he's putting it on Amazon, so you might get it from Amazon. He'll himself tell you, and it's a very timely book because a new development has taken place. Why, after all these months and months and months of keeping quiet, why we have suddenly taken this up, is because Roop Kumar Shah, who works in the mortuary, who is part of the autopsy, he did the autopsy work, he has suddenly decided to go public within an interview with the TV9 channel, which is in Marathi, the Marathi language version of that. And in that, he said, what was not surprising to me, because I knew it all along, but it came from a person who actually handled the body of Shashant and prepared it for autopsy, and then later on stitched up the body for taking it to the Shamshan Ghat. So here is the words of Roop Kumar Shah made to the TV thing, in which he said that when the body arrived and he looked at it, it looked like murder to me. There were beatings galore on the body. It seemed arms and legs of Shashant were broken due to this beating. So he said it was, he immediately brought it to the notice of the doctors and said, this looks like a murder and it's not a suicide or anything else. So they told him, shut up and do your work, which is that of cutting up the body, etc., so that we can inspect. You have not to think of anything else except to that. So he was silenced. And obviously, this was a guilt feeling that he had over the years, and suddenly he decided to go public. And I'm glad. I congratulate Roop Kumar Shah for having come out at this stage. Now we have got the anchor that we needed for getting this matter to a finality. And I will certainly take this up with the CBI. And then if the CBI is not forthcoming in view of this new revelation by someone who was there, who dealt with the body, then I think I'll have to go in a PIL to ask the court to reopen it. And it's not unusual that in the past we have had such situations where it was closed, it was treated as over, and then it happened that something happened, and so the whole thing was reopened. So now, before I hand over to him, I would say only this. There was also an autopsy report done by the All India Medical Institute specialist, Mr. Dr. Gupta, who had done quite a good job in the case of Sunanda. But at that time I had come to know him quite well. But I found him terribly nervous in this matter. And he also buckled, and I believe he buckled. He buckled and just said, this looks like suicide. And he never mentioned anything about all the breaking of the bones of Sushant and so on and so forth. So I think there was a cover-up. And that cover-up, and Sushant was a man who was worshipped by the youngsters all over the country. He was a tremendous cinema actor and highly educated. And I had been told recently that he was working on a system by which all this paraphernalia of the Bombay settings and so on for making films can be changed, can be reduced to almost a room operation with electronics. So he was, after all, he had a degree in engineering, and he had some associates with him who seemed to have disappeared or run away for fear. Naturally, I don't blame them. And that may have been the motive for killing Sushant. So before I hand it over to Sri Iyer, let me say that there are so many contradictions in the versions of the police and all the others. They say that he hanged himself, but he hanged himself by standing on his bed and then throwing his pajamas to circulate around the fan, and then he hanged himself by that. Now, it turns out that his height was such that he could not hang himself because he was almost touching the fan up above his head. So how can he be hanging? So they came up with some lame explanation that he was standing on his knees in his bed. I'm sorry, it's a grim matter, but I have to laugh that he was actually leaning down and then hanging himself, and all this kind of rubbish. So this is one. Then his door was locked. Now remember, he came out at 2 a.m. in the morning. Sushant called up his sister. Her name was Priyanka, and he had a talk with her. We don't know what talk that was. I don't know whether the authorities bothered to get a transcript. Then in the morning, he called his sister around 9 a.m. in the morning. And then at 10 a.m., he called his cook. Now, his cook and his personal friend were both living with him, and they didn't seem to know that anything has happened. And at 10 a.m., he asked for a glass of juice and some tablets that he normally swallows at that time. It was at 11:30 when the cook went to knock to find out what should be the menu for lunch, that they found the door locked and there was no response. And then he called the key, the key shopman to come immediately over. The key shopman came, and then he tried several keys, and he got one to open it. The moment he opened it, this servant and the other man, they pushed him aside, took the key, locked the door again, and then physically lifted this key man down the stairs and let him out on the road and said, "Don't come back ever again." Why would they do that? No explanation. No explanation by the police why they didn't find that out. So now I want to ask you that you then these people open the door, the cook and that, they go inside, they do all these instead of calling the police. And almost 45 minutes later, they call the police, and the police takes another hour to come. And God knows what all had happened. It never happens in a murder case. You just lock up the proceedings and wait for the police to come. But none of that happened. What has been rearranged and so on. And quickly, they took them to a faraway place called Cooper Mortuary in Bombay. Not the one nearer, which was much more modern. And that was a dingy place. And they took him in the night. They were, very weak bulbs. And there, this Roop now says, "I saw his whole body full of injuries. No report in the autopsy. Not a single injury has been put." And then he says his legs and arms were broken. And all this I had to, to redo by putting plaster and so on so that the autopsy can go on. And ultimately, the autopsy was done in dim light. And he was the next morning taken and cremated in a faraway place, and, telling nobody. If they had told the whole Bombay would have been a sea of supporters. So this is a clearly a murder, and it seems to be a murder not of the jealousy or anything else. It's not Hindu-Muslim as original people thought. They've been saying politicians are involved. Politicians maybe have been involved. I haven't investigated that. In the case of the secretary, of lady secretary of Sushant, the Disha or something named like that. And she was suddenly found flat on the cement, part of the walking part of the 11-story building. She had, they said she had fallen down and she had committed suicide and so on. No autopsy, nothing. She too, people believe, was murdered, and she was at a party when there some politicians were there. They have not been identified. Guessing is no use, but there may be a connection, because everything he did in that discovery, electronic discovery that he was working on, a new method of making films, which would not require all this kind of waste of money and stages and things like that. He had only confided with this with secretary, maybe because that's why she was also murdered. And so her murder also needs to be now brought in together. I am going to write a letter in a day or two to the CBI director saying, "Why have you not come to a conclusion? It's now such a long time." And they say CBI, I had written a CBI earlier on also. I had wanted a CBI inquiry, take it away from Bombay and the Bombay's thing, because that time we had all kinds of problems with the Home Minister. Home Minister then went to jail on some fraud and so on. So I think he's got a number of now. I don't know whether he's come out now or not, or he's out on. He certainly, if he comes out, he'll be out on bail only. So the Home Minister has gone to jail. The Police Commissioner has been not given an extension and has been sent off. So there are so many things. And if I talk to any police, senior police official who come to meet me because of my Z security, they have to sometimes come and brief me about the dangers that I face. When I ask them about this, they say, "Please don't ask us this question." So I find this laughable, because policemen being afraid of a civilian asking a question is something which is very extraordinary. But anyway, all said and done, we can't allow a person like this to be murdered like this, and then everything being fudged, and so therefore, on forward, I would compliment our friend Shri Guru as he's called now, but his name is Sri Ayyar, and he's a hotshot, in the electronics field himself. He lives in the area where all the premier electronics companies are there. Apple is there, and he has got so many, I think 38 or 39
patents.
He's got the issue. And so this is the man we have got, Sri Ayyar, all the way from United States, California, is here, and we'll give him a full chance to say whatever he wants to say. You know our time limit, and please dress it according to that. Thank you very much for your patience in listening to what I had to say.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swami, and a shout out to all our viewers to please like, share, and subscribe to the VHS channel. VHS channel could do with your subscription. It has been growing very well, and we would like to continue to grow so that all the younger generation will get educated on the five principles that Virat Hindustan Sangam espouses. This is a non-political organization, and we are trying to, help Sanatana Dharma to, find its true place in the society. And with that, I'd like to go back to the topic. Viewers, we have seen how many actresses and actors killed in mysterious circumstances, right from Divya Bharati, Sridevi, Sunanda Pushkar, Sushant Singh Rajput, Disha Salian. I mean, Jia Khan. The line just goes on and on and on. And what I have done in this fictional book, Who Killed SSR, is try to connect the dots about all the news that was spreading around that time and make a cogent story. And I was particularly intrigued by the death of Disha Salian. I mean, she was a manager. Why was she thrown from the 11th floor? What did she do? And this, somehow people don't want to, investigate this, or whether that angle is not being pursued. Everything seems to have been done in a hush-hush, in a hurry. And now most of the evidence perhaps is destroyed. And in such a case, how does the CBI reconstruct what happened and find out the real culprit? So with zero evidence, with all witnesses going silent and many who are dead. In fact, I'm going to walk you through some of the acquaintances of Sushant Singh Rajput who are either dead or are missing. So I'm just going to share with you a slide deck where I'll walk through the dates and the time that they went missing or they died. Can we have the slideshow, please? So this is my book. This book is available in ebook form on Amazon right now. Anywhere from the world, you can download it today. And the paperback version will be available in the next couple of days. It's just a matter of going through the Amazon paperwork. We're almost there. So that will also be available. We have copies to sell. So please stay tuned. If you want the paperback version, it will be available in the next couple of days. Obviously, we wanted to do it today, but sometimes, things don't go exactly as planned. Next slide, please. Oh, I can do it. So Sushant Singh Rajput, he died/committed suicide. I'm still trying to give the benefit of doubt on the 14th June 2020. And like Dr. Swami explained in great detail, he was found hanging from his fan. And that doesn't make sense by the person being so tall. So there is clearly something that is going on than meets the eye. Why would somebody hush it up, in such a haphazard manner? What were they trying to do? All these things are questions that perhaps my book tries to answer. And I would urge you to look at that book, read that book, just to understand what could have led to this double murder. In fact, in reality, there are many other people who have also gone missing or have died. Here we go. On May 14th, Manmeet Grewal, another upcoming movie actor, committed suicide. He was also known, a good friend of Sushant Singh Rajput. Preksha Mehta, she was a TV actress. She died on May 26th. This was not in Mumbai, but in a different town. I think it was Indore. And there were talks about how she may have been assaulted repeatedly before she died. Again, a very young actress, life snatched away. Krish Kapoor, this person was a casting director and he passed away on the 31st of May. Disha Salian, the manager of Sushant Singh Rajput, on June 8th, and she was the one who was thrown from the 11th floor. And, you know, unfortunate that not much is being talked about her. Here are some interesting characters that also died on the same day, the 14th of June. Sameer Bangra, or Bangara, I don't know how exactly to pronounce his last name. He was the co-founder and managing director of a company called Kyunki, Q-U-I-K-I. It was a digital media company. And he was also a very close friend of Sushant Singh Rajput. He was fond of riding sports motorcycles. And there was a road accident on the same day that Sushant Singh Rajput died. This person also died. Next, Anandi Dhawan, another acquaintance of Sushant Singh Rajput, also dead on the 14th of June. Vijay Salgaonkar, another acquaintance, and this person is missing. I hope the CBI finds out where this person is and, you know, gives him proper protection so they can extract the truth. They don't even have to say what they found. At least they should be able to know what his version or what he knew and what he saw. And you have another gentleman called Steve Pinto, who died on June 30th. Now, some of these people died in accident. Some of them died of natural causes. But the amazing thing that ties all of them is the fact that they were all close friends of Sushant Singh Rajput. Were they all part of his venture? Only the CBI investigation will find out. In my book, I have not had so many characters. I've tried to simplify it. So when you read it, you can understand how the sequence of events might have progressed. There's another person called Samir Sharma. He passed away on August 5th. All these were Sushant's friends. There is a story that you can follow to get a little bit more detail about all this thing. And that's the link that I've given. And I'll put that link as part of the description so that you can go and click on that. Now, let's get back to the main story. So much has happened, and now you have a change in government, and it mystifies me that despite the change of the Commissioner of Police of Mumbai, Parambir Singh, and a few other senior officials, and despite a change in government, why is the public being denied the truth about what really happened to Sushant Singh Rajput? What is it that is stopping them? Now, if it is something that is damaging to the Maharashtra Vikas Aghadi, MVA, that is a coalition consisting of Shiv Sena, NCP and the Congress, why is the BJP government holding back on releasing that data? Are they trying to time it such that it will be just released before the municipal elections for Brihat Mumbai Corporation? I mean, I think that's not right. I mean, not every event has to be politically made capital of. I have a feeling that, you know, people deserve to know the truth. I mean, these are people that you could associate with. Sushant Singh could be the boy next door who always had a smile on his face, who always greeted you, asked you about how you did. Disha Salian also. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, why has human life become so cheap that somebody brazenly comes in and knocks off anything on everything that they think is inconvenient? These are some of the questions that I'm asking, and I've tried to answer some of these things in my book. At least as a viewer and a reader, you can understand how many different things happened. A lot of stuff has happened. Remember, this was still high COVID time. The second wave, I think, either started around that time or about to start. So a lot happened, and yet we are still waiting for answers. I mean, Dr. Swami mentioned about Sunanda Pushkar, and what happened to her case? Still, the case is languishing in some court or the other. And every other day, we hear that Mr. Shashi Tharoor is going to be joining the BJP. I mean, this is Congress having a field day at the expense of the government. I mean, why can't the government come and say this person is a murder suspect? And we are not going to touch him with a 40-foot pole. Sir, Dr. Swami, maybe you have some insights into this. Perhaps you can share, because you, I think, were in the loop when the initial days of Sunanda Pushkar's death, where I think you had a lot more information. Where is all that stuff, sir?
One minute, Dr. Swami. One minute. Okay. Yes. Continue. We can hear you.
Not yet.
Yes, you.
Was founded in a seven-star hotel in diplomatic enclave of India, the most prestigious posh area of Delhi. It was sought to be very quickly passed off as a suicide. And some people came to me and said, this is not suicide, and see, please, can you do something about it? Now, that time, the government was a Congress government. And that is, I'm talking about January 17th, 2014, a few months before our government came to power. But that time, the All India Medical Institute, the same Dr. Gupta, performed a brilliant operation, very gutsy. In the face of everybody, despite the Congress being in power, he came and addressed press conference and said, no, this is not a ordinary suicide. There is elements which show that it is seems to be murder. And therefore, a full, I've done a forensic analysis and I've given the reasons. And this should be taken up as that. And nothing was done. Till the BJP came to power, and then of course the police also become more receptive, and an FIR was registered, and the FIR registration, you know, the police wasn't doing enough, so I got a CBI and an ED investigation also. Sunanda's body also had a large number of cuts and bruises and so on. So, you know, person committing suicide is not going to have that. So that was one thing that was suppressed. The other thing that was suppressed is that they said her husband had gone to attend a Congress general body meeting in Talcottara Gardens. And so he was not in the hotel. That is, I proved, was not true. He had come back in at 11 o'clock in the, when around the time this supposed to have been supposed to have happened, and so like that I got, and then you know the CCTV are all switched off by the courtesy of the hotel, so all this and you know all this put together, and the hotel owner was a Keralite, and Shashi Tharoor is also Keralite. And he used to use that hotel very, very frequently. So I made raised an issue. Then I went to the High Court, saying that the FIR is not enough. Now they must come out with a report and decide whether they want to pursue the case or not. That was okayed. It was done, and FIR led to a case being registered. But just as it was about to be handed over to the CBI, mysteriously that judge was transferred. And in came a judge who had a visceral hatred for me. The very first day he said, I will do this to you, I'll finish you, I'll that, and so on. Well, I mean, he didn't know that I have friends too. And but he dismissed my case, and I went to the High Court, Supreme Court. But then the Attorney General, K.K. Venugopal, made sure that Mr. his name is Muralidharan or something, was shown his place, and he was then shunted to Punjab, then he went to Orissa, and whatever chance he had to become Supreme Court was all gone. But it's a very sad case that a man, you know, starts attacking me instead of going into the whole thing, into the, and especially when the previous judge had reserved his order, saying, okay, tomorrow I will order a full-fledged court-monitored, trial. So after that, I had to fight in court, and finally a trial has begun. He is on bail. The level of proceeding is very high. But then suddenly, I don't know whose intervention. I can guess who it is. I don't want to say it here for no reason. It has just got frozen. It's not moving forward. So I think this is something also that we need to have pressure. In the meantime, Shashi Tharoor has been playing with and interacting with a lot of our BJP people who are in high society, and they gone. So I don't want to take up your time, because this is the Sushant thing is in fact far more for the masses, the youngsters, the people. You have to have faith in the system. You got to solve this problem. If you don't solve the problem, people become cynical. So therefore, what you have done is a great human service, and you need to now look at this fellow from the mortuary, Roop Shah. Find out whether you can talk to him. Jagdish is in Bombay. He knows almost everybody there, and I will write a letter to the CBI that either you can get moving, or I will go to the Supreme Court, like I had to do for Ram Setu and so many other things, and in many other 2G. I'll ask the Supreme Court to monitor this matter, and so that we can get to the bottom of who and why Sushant Singh had to die. Yes,
Dr. Swami, I want to, sorry to jump in, sir. I want to mention to our viewers that there was a significant contribution from Dr. Swami in the way the story goes in my book. And because we were talking about this, how come all trials don't seem to go to their logical end? Is there a way? Is there a way? And Dr. Swami suggested that according to the Indian Criminal Procedure Code, if you do this, there are a few steps that you need to do, then no one can stop the trial from proceeding to logical
end. On a day-to-day basis.
And for this, what needs to happen? How can that happen? That is also described in my book. Because it's not just about Sushant Singh Rajput. I took that because I was looking at the list of people who seem to just like that, get snuffed out. That's the only way I can put it. Everyone seems to be connected with Bollywood, and I think human life is precious, and I don't think it is right for us to just move on to the next news cycle, to the next soundbite. We have to stop, take stock first, find the truth, put the right people accused behind bars, and make sure that the system will not let this thing happen again. Bollywood has to behave. These people have been having a free run for far too long. Dr. Swami, this is my 2 cents. And again, my humble pronouns to you, sir. If you hadn't suggested that I should write this book, perhaps I might not have. And once I started writing, the thing just flew. And now I have the book. And I have to mention that it was Dr. Swami's suggestion and his encouragement that made me write this book. So do read that part. He has always been telling all of you from 10th class to 12th class or somewhere around that time, understand law. You need to understand law because everyone is protected under the law. It is just that you look at a policeman, you're afraid. You look at a judge, you're perhaps afraid. There is no need to be afraid as long as you know where you stand with respect to the law. Thank you, Dr. Swami.
Yeah. Let others have their thing, then I'll come back in the end again.
Yes, sir.
Arvind Chaturvedi? Is he on the line?
Yes, Dr. Swami. एंड श्री अय्यर, आई हैव सम इम्पोर्टेंट क्वेश्चन. मैं हिंदी में प्रश्न पूछूंगा ताकि हमारे जो दर्शक ये कार्यक्रम देख रहे हैं और उनकी हिंदी में रुचि है और दक्षता है, उनको भी कुछ पता लगे. मेरा एक प्रश्न है जो श्री अय्यर जी ने उठाया है. जब महाराष्ट्र विकास अघाड़ी की सरकार थी, उस समय एक बहुत बड़े शक्तिशाली मंत्री का नाम इसमें आया था और ये कहा जा रहा था कि चूंकि सरकार का दबाव है, सरकार का प्रेशर है, इसके कारण ये इसकी जांच पूरी तरह नहीं हो पा रही है. अब जबकि भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार वहां पे है, तो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के लोग जो ये प्रश्न उस समय उठा रहे थे और जो उंगली सरकार के ऊपर उठा रहे थे, वो अब कहाँ हैं? अब वो चुप क्यों हैं? ये एक बहुत बड़ा प्रश्न है. दूसरा प्रश्न मेरा ये है कि आप अपने सुविधा अनुसार इसका उत्तर दे सकते हैं. दूसरा प्रश्न मेरा ये है कि सुशांत सिंह राजपूत बिहार से आकर बॉलीवुड में जो जनप्रियता या लोकप्रियता उन्होंने हासिल की थी, इससे एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती जो एस्टेब्लिश्ड माफिया है, मैं उस पूरा वर्ग का खुलासा नहीं करना चाहता, एक वर्ग है जिसका बॉलीवुड पे बहुत बड़ा दबाव है और कंट्रोल है, नियंत्रण है, उस वर्ग को एक चुनौती एक पढ़े लिखे व्यक्ति ने बिहार से आकर दी, जो नेशनल फिजिक्स ओलंपियाड का चैंपियन था और जैसे कि आपने बताया इंजीनियर था, तो उनको लगा कि ये उनकी प्रभुसत्ता को चुनौती है, बॉलीवुड उनके हाथ से निकल सकता है यदि ये नियंत्रण चुनौती दी जाए, तो इसमें बहुत बड़ा षड्यंत्र हो सकता है उन लोगों का, जिन लोगों का बॉलीवुड के ऊपर दबाव है, चाहे वो ड्रग्स से जुड़े हों. अब एक बहुत बड़े जो फिल्म निर्माता हैं, उनके घर पे एक पार्टी हुई थी, मैं नाम नहीं लेना चाहता, और उस पार्टी में बड़े बड़े फिल्म कलाकार भी थे, उनका भी इस केस से कहीं ना कहीं ताल्लुक जोड़ा गया था, और ये बातें हशहश कैसे हो जाती, कैसे इस बात को दबा दिया जाता है. और लास्ट अंतिम प्रश्न मैं डॉक्टर स्वामी आपसे पूछना चाहता हूं, आप इस देश के कानून मंत्री रहे हैं, क्या कुछ ऐसा है कि जो हमारी न्यायपालिका है, जुडिशरी जो है, उसके ऊपर तमाम कंट्रोवर्सी या विवादग्रस्त जो मामले होते हैं उनमें किसी तरह का राजनीतिक दबाव होता है क्या? जो अभी विवाद चल रहा है कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट के जजेस कैसे अपॉइंट किए जाएं, कॉलेजियम में किरण रिजिजू जी की जो चिट्ठी गई है, सरकार के नियंत्रण कहा गया है कि सरकार चाहती है नियंत्रण हो, क्या ये बहुत बड़ा प्रश्न इस दृष्टि से नहीं है कि इतने बड़े बड़े मामले होते हैं और उस मामलों में कुछ नहीं होता, कभी कभी बिल्कुल मामला साफ हो जाता है, दबा दिया जाता है, ये बहुत बड़ा प्रश्न है. डॉक्टर स्वामी आप अपने अनुसार इसका जवाब दे सकते हैं, श्री अय्यर जी जो हमारे जो मूल प्रश्न है उनका जवाब दे सकते हैं.
गवर्नमेंट
नाउ सिंस द गवर्नमेंट इज चेंज्ड, द बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट हैज कम, दे वर रेजिंग क्वेश्चंस अबाउट द कंट्रोल ऑफ अ मिनिस्टर ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर फैमिली.
हां, तो मेरा
ये केस,
मेरा यह अनुमान है अरविंद जी, एंड डॉक्टर साहब तो वरिष्ठ नेता हैं, वो मुझे करेक्ट कर सकते हैं. देखिए, मेरा यह अनुमान है कि ये प्रभुत्व जो केंद्रीय सरकार है, ये हर मुद्दा जो के अपने लिए पॉजिटिव है, यानी अपने लिए जो एक बूस्ट दे सकती है, इसको पॉलिटिकल टाइम पर ही इसको इस पर रोशनी डाल रही है. इस तरह के हम समझो आपके पास गैस स्टोव है, तो उसका जो सेटिंग है ना, सिम में या लो में या हाई में, ये इस तरह से कैलिब्रेट करके करते हैं. ये क्या है, ये इससे क्या होता है ना, आपको कभी कभी मोमेंटम जो होती है, सीबीआई की जो मोमेंटम होती है इन्वेस्टिगेशन, वो रुक जाती है. अब जब रुक जाती है तो शायद कुछ की क्लूज मिस हो जाएं, और इससे इसका फलस्वरूप क्या होता है, अंतिम में जब ये केस कोर्ट के सामने जाता है तो कहीं ना कहीं ये लोग बच जाते हैं, कहें कि ये एविडेंस ठीक नहीं था या और कुछ हो गया है, विटनेसेस रिकेंट करते हैं अपनी टेस्टिमनी को, इस तरह से हो रहा है. तो जब लोहा गर्म है तभी हथौड़ा मारना है, ये मेरा मानना है. ये थिंग इज कि आप इस तरह से सरकार नहीं चला सकते, ये मेरा मानना है। डॉक्टर स्वामी आप कह सकते हैं कि मैं क्या गलत हूं या सच सही हूं?
देखिए मैं ये नहीं कहूंगा कि बीजेपी कांग्रेस की तुलना में या जो पिछली सरकार थे उसकी तुलना में और भी बुरा है। जो आज आप देख रहे हो वो तो कांग्रेस जमाने में नेहरू के काल से अनेक होते थे। श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी की हत्या हुई, कोई जांच नहीं हुआ। दीनदयाल उपाध्याय की हुई, कोई जांच नहीं हुआ।
ललित नारायण मिश्रा,
हाँ
ललित नारायण
मिश्रा, दीनदयाल उपाध्याय एक ट्रेन में जा रहे हैं और उसको कोई धक्का देकर बाहर डालता है और उसकी लाश मिलती है कि वो लेटा हुआ है और दोनों हाथ को ऐसे उस और एक हाथ में 5 रुपया के नोट है। और सेशंस जज ने कहा कि जो 9 लोगों को आपने पकड़ के कहा कि इन लोगों ने किया है, ये सब बकवास है, ये हमारी कानून का अपमान है और इतने बड़े आदमी का ये अंत होगा, ये सब कहा है। परंतु किसी सरकार ने उसको छुआ नहीं। हरेन पांड्या गुजरात में, कोई नहीं इसके लिए जांच करने चाहते। तो एक तरफ ये है कि लोग समझते हैं कि ये डीप स्टेट एक चीज को कहा जाता है अमेरिका में। आई थिंक आवर फ्रेंड श्री अय्यर नोज अबाउट दिस डीप स्टेट कॉन्सेप्ट। मैं इतना ही कहता हूं कि शशांत में जो यंगस्टर्स ने जो दिलचस्पी दिखाई, जो उन्होंने अपने समय का दिया, और उसमें भी मैंने देखा कि मेरे ऊपर लोगों ने, जो दूसरे पक्ष के लोग थे, उन्होंने नौजवान से मुझे गाली देने के लिए किया कि एक और वकील भी आ गया, माता पिता दूसरी बातें कहने लग गए। तो इस कंफ्यूजन में मैंने सोचा मैं सबसे अच्छा होगा कि सीबीआई इंक्वायरी करा के फिर मैं पीछे हट जाऊंगा, तो वही किया। अब सब भाग गए, अब कोई नहीं है। जब मैं जब निकल गया तो सब निकल गए। तो अब ये मुझे ये जो मौका मिली है कि एक हिम्मत वाला रूप शाह जो वहाँ ऑटोप्सी में, यानी जो लाशों का जो जांच करते हैं, उस व्यक्ति ने हिम्मत की कि एक टीवी में जाकर इंटरव्यू देकर सच बताई है। और ऐसे लोगों को हम आज उसके पीछे नहीं खड़े होंगे तो कोई ना कोई वो जाकर उसकी बुरी हाल कराएगा, कि ताकि कोई और ऐसा किसी को हिम्मत ना हो कि जाकर वास्तविकता एक टीवी को बता सके। तो अब मैं आज बुरा है कल बुरा है इसमें मैं नहीं जाऊंगा, क्योंकि सब अपने हित को देखते हैं। और राजनीति में किसी हालत में जीत कर आकर मिनिस्टर बनना या प्राइम मिनिस्टर बनना, इस प्रकार से जो चलती है उसमें कौन किसको किसकी मुसीबत पैदा की, ये नहीं कोई देखता है कि आखिर में देखता है कि भाई ये हाँ बड़ा चालाक आदमी है, इसने इधर तिग्रम करके ये बन गया वो बन गया। ये आज वो जो जो एक लक्ष्य हो गया है, इससे ही हमें बच के रहना है।
डॉक्टर स्वामी, यू हैव मेंशन दैट यू विल बी फर्स्ट राइटिंग टू द सीबीआई, yes. And if the CBI doesn't act or seem yes. to be acting, then you will move a PIL and then ask that the court should monitor or at least look into the matter. That's what you're saying. So our viewers would like to know when you will be writing to the CBI, because in the chat box, people have been wanting to know when you will write to the CBI and when you think all this process will start, because they are very curious, but none of the other people are making any such steps. People are just taking advantage of the situation.
Well, they don't, because somewhere or the other, there must be some something which must be holding them back. But the fact is, I also have this problem that I have so many things to do. Tomorrow I am going to a management institute in Kerala, where I have to speak on the whether India will become a developed country in the next few years. Now for that I have to study. I have to do so that takes time. I am involved in so many other cases which I have filed on the question of the Reserve Bank's fraud in bank loans. 2G, then I am now the National Herald. I mean, the issue is that I must do a good job. If I must do a good job and nobody is coming, then obviously, even if I take time, it's only I who's going to do it. So I will do it after collecting all the materials. I'll sit down and prepare a thing. I had already given a long letter to the CBI and had discussions with the CBI. And it is ultimately that which led to the CBI taking up this whole matter. Now, having taken up the more matter, I can't make them go faster if the Prime Minister's office is not in favor of letting it go faster. Now, I'm not saying the Prime Minister is behind it. If any officer of the PMO just calls up the CBI is not going to check with the Prime Minister that, I've got a call from your office. Shall I do this and so on? Because they are too frightened that their promotions will be stopped and so on and so forth. So, and then the Prime Minister also must be available. So, I have problems with the Prime Minister on the policy issues, whether, you know, this is the correct policy, whether we should, we are fighting the Chinese the way we should be fighting them or the economy. But as far as these questions are concerned, it's too much to expect that the Prime Minister will get involved. He's told then somebody comes and briefs, yes, sir, we are moving in this matter, and he moves on to something else. So it is required of our own members of parliament, it is required of our own intellectuals and newspapers, are all afraid when it comes to a matter like this. Because everybody knows that the cinema world is controlled by the Dawood Ibrahim gang. So they are afraid that if somehow the Dawood Ibrahim gang comes, then what will happen to us? So they, I would say to the youngsters, if you love Mr. Shashank Singh and you want to cherish his memory, be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be all the time thinking about your career promotions and things like that. Think of what the country needs fearless people who will speak the truth and learn law. And so that, because I am an economist, I'm not a lawyer. But I go to court, no judge ever questions me. How have you come when you don't have a law degree? So, because they have seen me in action. And so anybody can, learn law. And I would urge everybody as possible learn. But as far as this matter is concerned, I was waiting for a breakthrough like this. And this Rup Shah has provided me that breakthrough. And now it's going to be much easier to get to the bottom of who killed Sushant.
Arvind?
Before, already finished 50 minutes.
Ayer has to give some answers. No, or you've given your answers? Ayer.
Sir ji, itne lambe questions the, I'm not able to keep up. Dusra question kya tha ji?
Oh, pradhyapak hai to lamba question dega hi aapko.
No, I'll cut the question. I mean, one small comment I have, which you can also comment on that. Shri Iyer, you have brought out today names of some 7-8 people who were not in the public limelight. There were people did not know, and we can get from the comments whether it is Vijay Salgaonkar missing or Pariksha or Sameer Sharma or Disha Shalyan was known, but not other people who are missing. Either people died on the same day or in accident or something. Mysterious circumstances. How come the media also did not highlight that for last almost 2.5 years? 14th June,
Sanji, there was one
2020, and now we are in 23. And by the way, it's a coincidence that today we are discussing this. Yesterday was Sushant Singh Rajput's birth anniversary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was birth anniversary of Sushant Singh Rajput yesterday, and you had released your book, fictional book though, about him on that birth anniversary.
Yes, sir. You see, the there was one website from where I got all the names that did talk about it. There was a, there's also a video, and that is the link I've given. And I'll put that thing in the description field also. We'll make sure that at the VHS description field, that link is there so people can understand. There is a paragraph about each person, why they are related, how this has happened, and so on and so forth. So that will give our viewers more depth about how this happened. Is it possible that some of these people were along with Sushant to in their new endeavor to try and make filmmaking cheap? That is the important thing. Dr. Swami, I do know there's a new technology in Hollywood. I don't think Dawood and gang can stop that from coming to India. I have not seen it, so I have to just say that I've heard people say that you can make a professional film in just $4 lakh, $400,000.
Which is substantially less. Dawood's influence will go down because his money power will be less valuable. But in this Sushant case, I don't see his hands anywhere.
So please go ahead, sir. You're going to come in. Yeah.
So I'm only adding this, that this appears to be, I'm coming around to this because of the kind of names you have produced of suddenly mysteriously dying. That Sushant was very interested in all these gimmicks, not gimmicks, these... all these
technology gadgets, whatever.
Yeah. So, and he was here as an educated guy. He was not some buddhu from who came into the film because he was good looking and he became a star. He was a person who had these interests and he pursued them also while he was an actor. So, I think I had got a tip about some time ago, but it's your book and that Roop Kumar Shah. Who convinced me that this is the time for us to reopen the whole matter. And I will certainly meet many people are asking me when. Well, I'm off for a lecture. Once I come back sometime between Thursday and coming Thursday, Friday, I will go to seek an appointment with the CBI director and ask him, what did you do with my letter? And what are you going to, why are you not yet making an announcement? Or I'll talk to Jitendra Singh, who is the CBI minister in chief. He's in the PMO. And he's a very nice, upright minister. Of course, he's also the same party as me. And so it'll be easy to talk to him. And see that I can generate some momentum. Once the matter moves, then many things come out. And your book has been the catalytic agent. I think so. In the future, you deserve a medal if we come to a final solution on this.
Thank you, sir. I think it would be actually for you, not for me, because you are the one who planted the seed in my mind.
Okay, all right. We can share the prize.
Arvind.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Swami. Thank you, Shri Airji. This is a subject which has been bothering Indian, it's not only youth, but in Indian people in general, that a film actor who is so popular suddenly is accused that he committed suicide. And when the circumstantial evidences don't support the suicide angle. And Mr. Shri Air in the beginning of this program today mentioned some other names related to the film industry, starting with something which happened about 30 years ago. He mentioned about Divya Bharati. And then whether it is Shri Devi or whether it is other actress. So many people of television industry have also committed suicide in the recent past, though the television is not as popular a medium as film is, and therefore maybe such kind of controversies were not discussed in public. But these are also some of the mysteries which have to be unraveled and uncovered. थैंक यू डॉक्टर स्वामी फॉर सपोर्टिंग पी गुरुज मूवमेंट ऑफ डिगिंग आउट द ट्रुथ एंड इन्वेस्टिगेटिंग इन टू द मैटर्स विच पीपुल डोंट रियली टेक इट अप बिकॉज ऑफ दे आर अफ्रेड ऑफ पॉलिटिकल पावर्स और वॉट एवर. थैंक यू मिस्टर श्री अय्यर. दिस इज योर सिक्स्थ और सेवेंथ बुक, बट ऑल द बुक्स दैट यू हैव रिटन, मे बी ऑल द फिक्शंस दैट यू हैव रिटन, आई वुड से they are so close to reality. And in fact, I can only say that any coincidence, this is only a coincidence if they match with the real people or real events or real names. Thank you very much. And this is something which will be really taken up by people, because now those people who had started this movement earlier in 2020 after SSR's death, Dr. Swami is the alone single person who is still taking up this issue. And now what he has announced today will also satisfy many of the people who were demanding justice in case of SSR. Thank you, Jagdish. Thank you, Ramesh Swami. Thanks the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Tejas, Naval Gul, Vishal Mehta, Swaminathan, and Ajesh Nair. We will be meeting again next Sunday with another very interesting topic, and Dr. Subramanian Swami. That is 29th of January. Till then, namaskar, Jai Hind.
Jai Hind. Dhanyavaad.
Jai Hind.
Dhanyavaad.
Dhanyavaad.